Hello and welcome to Under the Surface number 280 on Rock Radio NI. My name's Dave and I'm here for an hour. So this is a show I've had sort of sitting in the back burner for a wee while. I thought since the sun was out I would go with it because it's quite an uplifting show, I must add. It's all gleaned from my 7-inch Odyssey. So kicking things off, here's the Backyard Babies with Bombed Out of My Mind. I don't care what they say because I'm born to lose. Yeah. All messed up these times, 'cause I've been walking around with myself. I'm just a dead end cruise, I didn't matter to you, and now it's time to do it over again. Yeah, somewhere deep inside, there's a neon sign. Tells me where to ride, man. When I'm bombed out of my mind, I was desperate for a place to play.
You got it, Kelly.
album was a big favourite of mine when it came out in Total 13, just solid rock from Sweden, really, really good. Great live band if you ever get the chance to see them as well. And swiftly following that was Blackfoot with Dry County from, it was a double pack single, came out 81, 82, somewhere around there. There's live tracks in the other single from Donington, the year they played there. It's a single that's been with me a long, long time. I just love that track. It's such a good, heavy, driving sound to it. So next up, this one's, you know, you're gonna take a buckle in your head, this one. This is Europe with Superstitious. Keep on walking that road and I'll follow. Keep on calling my name, I'll be there. And if a mirror should break, it's easy to take. Deep down I know that you care. Well, I'm not superstitious. Superstitious, I have no doubt that there's a reason how things turn out. While things are changing from day to day, well, I keep this feeling with me all the way. And I want you to know that you're
it's easy
you can mock Europe all you like, but what a solid live band they are, and their later albums aren't too shabby either if you just like good solid hard rock with blues based guitar solos and things. And Joey Tempest was actually on the last Opeth album as well, if you didn't know that. And apart from the Final Countdown, you know, they've released some great tunes over the years, and that's one of them. Really did enjoy that track. And following that was Fastway with the one and only thing of theirs I ever liked, Easy Living. And of course, the opening track of the Trick or Treat soundtrack. But this is another one, 7-inch way back in time, but that one was really young, maybe 9 or 10 years old, out of the Castlereagh Records. Easy Living, great track. So time to get a bit of mushy. Heart, who doesn't love a bit of Heart? That self-titled album there from 84, 85 was absolutely marvellous. Still listening now and again to this day. It's always going good for the old, to put on the old compilation tapes for the ladies. This is Never by Heart.
You win one chance, one love, your chance to let me know. We can go on just running away. If we stay any longer, we will surely never get away. Anything you want, we can make it happen. Stand up and turn around, never let them shoot us down.
Yeah!
after Hart taking off the lace gloves and sticking on the leather gloves for a bit of Judas Priest there with Take on the World. Just that big
ducka ducka da
sound on it, you know. It's just a real coming together. You know, Judas Priest, denim and leather, I suppose, along with United. Another great track, which I do love. First track of theirs you ever heard. Next up, a bit of prog in your life. Marillion, Punch and Judy. Remember seeing them on Top of the Pops when I was a kid, and Fish with all the eye makeup and all. It was like, is that kind of like Kiss? Not too sure, but bought the single, loved it. Garden Party, my first ever 12-inch. Don't remember what happened. I need to get another copy of that. I had the full-length version of Margaret on the B-side. So anyway, this is Marillion with Punch and Judy.
Punch, punch, punch. Mercury first precise window in space, remain engine cutoff. Mark 240 seconds, Columbia now, 39 nautical miles in altitude, 42 nautical miles downrange.
And following Merlin, another wee bit of prog there with Rushwell. They were going to get into their sort of electro, sort of funny suit period, wasn't it? The countdown from the Signals album, first 7-inch that there's ever gotten. It's just a really odd song, but see that end piece with the riff, it just really catches you every time. Now, first of all, it's got New World Man on the B side, but then released New World Man as an A side as well. Really, really odd when you think about it. Well, maybe it's not really all that odd, but I find it odd. So, where does that take us to? Mr. Cooper, Mr. Alice Cooper, and one of his singles. Remember back in the early 80s, like they just released singles all the time. If they didn't hit the top 40, they just always hit the bargain bins and you were buying them for 10, 20 p each. Good times, you know. And this is one of the great ones, Alice Cooper from the Special Forces album. And this is 7 and 7 Is.
Life alone, in darkness, in seclusion. Yeah, I know. You've been out there tried to mix with those animals, and it just left you full of humiliated confusion. So you stagger back home and wait for nothing. But the solitary refinement of your room spits you back out onto the street. And now you're desperate and in need of human contact. And then you meet me and your whole world changes. Because everything I say is everything you've ever wanted to hear. So you drop all your defenses and you drop all your fears. And you trust me completely. I'm perfect in every way. So I make you feel so strong and so powerful inside. You feel so lucky. But your ego obscures reality and you never bother to wonder why things are going so well. You wanna know why? 'Cause I'm a liar! Smile in understanding eyes. And I'll tell you things that you already know, so you can say, I really identify with you so much. And all the time that you're needing me, just the time that I'm bleeding you. Don't you get it yet? I'll come to you like an affliction, but I'll leave you like an addiction. You'll never forget me. You wanna know why? 'Cause I'm a liar.
Oh,
Elvis.
And moving forward a few years there, another solo guy who's famous for being Black Flag, Henry Rollins, of course. And that was a Rollins band with Liar. It was a big MTV hit, believe it or not. And Rollins was all over the place. He supported the Chili Peppers in Belfast, and what was that, 1992? I always remember when he was playing, it was one of them really quiet sections. Somebody just shouted from the crowd, "Oh, get on with it, Pindick." Oh, how I laughed. Rollins, great. Love to see him back and doing the music again. It was great in the Empire about 20 years ago, I suppose it is now. But anyway, I digress. On with the show, as I say. Aerosmith, one of the greatest singles ever put out. Draw the Line.
Yeah.
see Mr. Tyler's up in court. No surprises there. So that's probably put any notion of any world tours on hold for a while as well. I'm sure he'll be allowed out of the States. And following Aerosmith, that was AC/DC with Nervous Shakedown from their best Brian Johnson album, Flick of the Switch, of course. Yes, I know everybody goes, but Back in Black, everybody has it. It's one of the biggest selling albums. Michael Jackson's Thriller's a big selling album. Doesn't make it any good, though. But Nervous Shakedown from Flick of the Switch, such a solid album. It's just really raw. It's raucous. It's just everything AC/DC stood for. And then it was just downhill ever since. You know, a couple of good tracks per album. So on to Maiden. Can't do anything without Maiden. And here's one of the first Maiden singles I got. First one I got, I think, was Number of the Beast, possibly. One single. And the next one I got was this, Twilight Zone. And I swapped it with a guy in primary school. He used to bring her 7 inches in the last day of primary school, like P6, P7, and swap 7 inches. This poor guy, he always came off quite worse out of it. You know, he always got the sort of rough end of the stick. I'll tell you a story about that. There was a guy I went to primary school with. And he swapped me a Kiss 7-inch for an Iron Maiden necklace. Way, way back. Like talking 83, 84. And about 5, 6, no, probably 10 years ago now actually. We ran into each other. He says, do you want that single back? I went, yeah, that'd be really cool. So he did. He brought me back that single, which was really nice. And I'm quite treasured. It was a Kiss of What Makes the World Go Round. So there you go. More useless stories. So anyway, this is Maiden with Twilight Zone.
Can't see nothing at all because you see I can't take no shit off of business.
After Maiden, that was the famous Ronnie James Dio with Rainbow in the Dark. Now, slightly cheated there. That was a 12-inch single. But you know, you got to forgive me for that one. It was Dio after all. I always remember Dio when he was 90, he wasn't well. And he was meant, heaven and hell were meant to support Maiden in Dublin. And then we ended up with Sweet Savage. Jesus, what a come down that was. Anybody here from Lisburn? Anybody remember that crack? Oh. But anyway, I have to have a bit of Dio in there somewhere. So I'm going to finish off with another great single, Diamond Head in the Heat of the Night, double pack single with a Tommy Vance interview with it on one of the other singles, I think it was. Has anybody ever listened to an interview disc ever? I've got several Metallica and Kiss ones and things. I don't think ever one of them has ever been spun. But anyway, this is Diamond Head in the Heat of the Night from Borrowed Time. So I hope you enjoyed my romp through my 7-inch history, well, early 7-inch history more or less, and must do more of these things. They were good fun to put together. But anyway, have a good weekend. Enjoy the sun and see you around.
I'm a silvery people, walk behind me with ears. tortured mind, her face.